It's always beautiful, I find, in the Gospels when we have the chance of meditating some of Jesus' miracles. We know he did perform many miracles, many illnesses. But today we have a very special situation with this blind man. First, we get the name Bartimaeus, which is not that common. We don't have that many names that are presented, but they presented this one. And perhaps to show the importance of this moment, he was blind and he was a beggar. He was staying by the roadside. Jericho probably was kind of important city at that time. It's one of the oldest cities in the world. It was in the middle of the desert, not far from Jordan River. So people coming from Galilee following the Jordan River would, perhaps in the desert, would pass. It was an oasis of Jericho. And other people, you know, met Jesus there. Jesus probably passed through Jericho a few times. And we find him not really meeting, he was just getting out of the city on his way, going up to Jerusalem. So he stopped and was there in Jericho, where he found this man crying out, "Son of David, have pity on me." When I was reading this gospel, came to mind a book that I read a few years back. I don't know exactly which year, but I read twice. It's interesting because I was looking. There are not that many books that I read twice, and it is a novel, you know. So I guess I liked it, so I read it twice. Or maybe I did not understand the first time, and I needed to read a second time. I don't know. Well, actually, I read once, and then when I knew that there was a movie that was coming out, made out of that, so I want to read the book again, then watch the movie. I prefer the book. You know, I saw the movie, I couldn't understand the movie, so I prefer the book. So sometimes, and I'm a slow learner, I realize that, you know, kind of, you know, I need to read and read it again. The title of the book is in English is Blindness. That's the title, Blindness. And the author is Portuguese author from Portugal, and Saramago, Antonio Saramago. He won Nobel Literature a few years back too, in the 90s sometime. But anyway, he wrote this book. What is funny, he wrote in Portuguese, which is my native language. I know there is a translation in English, and I read it in Spanish. Maybe that's why I did not understand. I hope you're following me, you know. I'm kind of getting lost here. But anyway, the story is, you know, his way of writing is, there are not too many names to memorize, because you just say the doctor, the doctor's wife, the first to get blind, you know, a story of, suddenly there is this epidemic, people start going blind in a city. There's no explanation why, and they think it is contagious, and they start to isolate the people, but more and more, you know, people are getting, you know, becoming blind, and it's a kind of white blindness. It's not, it's dark, you know, see everything white. What you can't see, you can't realize. And then it goes and goes, it shows, you know, how, you know, people, first of all, they have no clue what to do, where to go. Then how they are abandoned by their families because they don't want to have anything to do with them or be close to them, you know, lest they will become blind as well. And how the world, society, the city, everyone becomes real, a chaos. Everything, no direction, nobody knew what to do, no government, nothing. Everything was just gone. And people don't know what to do anymore. I know, and then it goes on, and of course I'm not going to tell the whole story here. But anyway, it's showing that how important it is to see. Of course, the main thing in the book and in the world is not It's not what we see with this eye. You know, people are becoming blind, not because they could not see, but because they became like animals, or worse than animals, toward each other. You know, became really rude and not respecting. That was the real blindness there. And here we have somebody, you know, we can also, from Jesus' miracles, trying to understand in our lives as well. Because from out of each of Jesus' miracles, we can learn, first of all, we can only see this way, how Jesus was really powerful. He could perform miracles. He could transform the life of that person, Bartimaeus. From that day on, he would be a new man, because he could see. He would not need to be sitting by the roadside and begging, so he would have his dignity. That's true, but that's not only it. From every miracle of Jesus, we can learn something perhaps even more important, because we can be solidary with Bartimaeus, but on the other hand, we have to learn also, what is Jesus trying to tell us, or what is the gospel trying to tell us? I believe it's trying to tell us that there is blindness out there. There is blindness. It's not, we are in the Gospel of Mark. A few weeks back, we had Jesus performing another miracle in another town. I think it was called Bethsaida. And Jesus, in order to perform that, he called the blind man. He brought him out of the city, out of the crowd. And then he touched his, you know, with saliva, he touched his eyes, and then so the man could see. We don't see that today. It's like the gospel goes as a journey of faith. A journey that each one is doing and say, oh, we are coming closer to Jesus. Now Jesus is going to Jerusalem. He's getting closer. He's in Jericho. And in the gospel, if we continue to read, he will be in Jerusalem next. It's not that far. So it is necessary to follow Jesus. It's necessary to see. To see with the eyes of faith. We can have, you know, perfect vision, 20/20. Never got that, but, you know. But 20/20, we can have that perfect vision. Yet, there is still blindness, or possible blindness within our hearts. And it's that blindness that we have to ask ourselves. Should we not be asking the Lord as well, Lord, I want to see? When Bartimaeus knew that Jesus was passing by, he started shouting, have pity on me, son of David. And people say, no, keep quiet. He has no time for you. He's busy. He's going his way. Yet he did not stop. He started shouting louder and louder, you know. Son of David, have pity on me. I don't know how much he had heard about Jesus.